Prepare and play well.
Toss sweep right for James White. Driving forward.
Super Bowl environment is all about hype and ridiculous bull that will go on.
Diving to the goal line.
It's a great week. It's about competition. The two best teams on the biggest stage. The team that wins is the one that works the hardest.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
This is unequivocally the sweetest. The sweetest.
Just kept plugging away. Just kept fighting. Just kept trying to make plays.
Throws across the middle for Edelman, runs to the 20, slanting right at the 15. He dives to the 13-yard line with a first down for the Patriots. But he rolls over.
Oh, boy.
And then he favors his right leg. Throws down the right side. He's got Huff behind the defense. Chased by Butler and into the end zone with a touchdown. His second of the night for Kansas City.
Are you kidding me?
Just cheer up. Put a smile on your face. Do a car wash. You know, get to hang out with Gilmore. You know, go to the mall with him. Do some autographs or something.
Tom off the snap. Drops back. He pumps. He throws it left. He's looking for Kutch in the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Patriots.
Houston is dead. The defense is dead. They are gassed. The same way they wore Atlanta's defense down in Houston.
Well, nobody wants to see this. Carson Wentz is going off to get looked at in the locker room. The Steelers.
What? They got a clock. Half.
No timeouts remaining.
Third and goal.
It's third and goal to go from the six. Roethlisberger under center. Drops back. He pumps. He throws to the middle. It's back incomplete. Intercepted by Harmon. Deflection to Harmon. An interception of the end zone. The Patriots are going to win in Pittsburgh.
It's become clear that tensions between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are threatening to fracture the Patriots dynasty.
Touchdown, Patriots! Gronkowski had Byard on his back. Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny!
It's a catch!
Amendola!
Man, Danny, playoff Amendola.
He is going deep and alone, and into the touchdown is Jeffries!
They're the reigning champs, and they're going to come out and play like it. You know, we got to come out here and match their intensity.
We know what it's going to take to get the work done the week of. We know what the expectations are. We're going to be ready.
98.5 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
That was a good one, Mike. Mike Lockhart made that montage. Very good.
I was wondering why it was so much better than normal.
The Padawan has surpassed the Jedi.
We have, of course. We're here at the Super Bowl, thanks to Plymouth Rock Assurance, this hour of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Buick GMC. We were talking about the incentive to come out here to Minneapolis. It doesn't seem like there's much of a buzz in terms of the Patriots fans.
And maybe it's the fact that Eagles fans are so obnoxious and they're
please.
Very proud of it. No, what I'm saying is that there's all the national stories about people snatching up tickets are all about the excitement of the Eagles fans. I haven't heard anything about Patriots fans.
But Patriots fans aren't going to pussy out the Eagles fans.
No, I'm not saying pussy out. I'm saying that the only coverage that it's getting as far as fan bases showing up has been all about the Eagles. It's going to be like West Side Story here in front of the Cinnabon.
We're not backing down. let's be honest. It's not like the Boston sports fan is like all like composed and nice.
Yeah, like smoking out their pipes with their nice jacket.
Well, I guess the ones that go to the Super Bowl probably are. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, hello.
Hey guys, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing? I was ready to debate Rich, and then the more I thought about it, the more I realized that tying the Steelers for a franchise record 6 Super Bowls is really probably only, two old dandies, settling a bet at the next owners meeting. I don't think fans really care about that too much. But as far as, it having significance to fans, I think the fact that it may be the last one with McDaniels and Patricia, but
yeah.
even that, I don't really think that's much to...
You've already been through that. But what's a much younger quarterback and Belichick?
You agree, and listen, I mean, this is something, obviously, people are excited about it, but you agree that this is the lowest stakes they've played for ever, as far as in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's hard to disagree with that. The slew banger that answered the phone changed my mind, so good job.
Well, I'll tell you.
Thank you, sir.
Bird is very persuasive.
It doesn't mean you don't want them to just get greedy. I mean, get greedy. Win as many rings as you can, and you're right. There is that little bit. But I don't even 100% believe that this is it. I mean, of course not. The AFC, other than the Steelers,
who's nipping
at your heels?
And Tomlin is throwing that whole thing.
That's the whole thing. The head coaches in the AFC is Belichick, and then who's second?
Right.
I used to think it was Tomlin.
All right, we agree it's not Tomlin.
Now that he has no control over that
organization. So who's second?
Do you believe the Jaguars are going to be here next year?
Now, that merits watching only because Marone did a good job with them this year.
And I'm not putting Marone in some sort of elite class of coaches.
Not yet. Yeah, no.
This does not, other than that article that came out, and it gave people a little bit of a sense that maybe we're getting close to the end, nobody truly believes that the Patriots aren't favored to be here again next year.
Oh, yeah, they'll be favored.
So it doesn't feel like this is the end
yet. Andy Reid's a good coach, but he can't coach in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm trying to
go through all the AFC.
Remember, Harbaugh was the flavor of the month for a couple of years.
Or Titans are going to, you know, all of a sudden be able to figure things out. Is Vrabel going to, you know, rally the troops? I mean, who else
O'Brien,
is there?
O'Brien, if he has a quarterback.
Well, Deshaun Watson,
we'll see.
I mean, if O'Brien has a quarterback. O'Brien seems like he could be. He would not be intimidated. He wouldn't be over his head. Game planning
but
there was the playoff game where they got beat by 5,000 points.
So. Yeah, who knows? If Deshaun Watson's healthy, that would be very interesting. But still, this doesn't feel like the end.
No, the AFC is weak. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Bob,
how you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. The one thing about the Patriots, I've been a longtime fan. The first Super Bowl, they got their asses handed to them. You know, the next Super Bowl, they were up against Green Bay, and they ended up losing. And they did the unthinkable, and they won, you know, 3 years in a row. And then they lost to the Giants. And the one thing they haven't done, they come back from no man's land, and they haven't done one thing, and that's beat down a team for a Super Bowl. They have yet to walk in and just totally dominate the whole game.
I mean, that'd be fun and all, but I also don't think that that's a reason that people are going to travel to Minnesota to go to. But you're right. I mean, and, you know, that would be neat. Hell, I'd just like them to score in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I just do something you haven't done. Just do, you know, a touchdown.
See,
anything.
I think that a lot of, and I think Felger might think this too, is that, like, once you've made the Super Bowl, like, that's, you know, that's, you got to be happy with that. You know, as a fan.
Oh no, you're very happy.
No one else makes the Super Bowl. No team that I root for. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to talk about, like, first of all, no Patriots fan I know is going to be afraid to step up to a Eagles fan.
No.
I know.
There you go.
They're
birds of a feather.
Yeah, I want to talk about the sixth Super Bowl because that's important to me because I grew up. I'm 34, so I grew up watching some of the sucky teams, you know what I mean? And so I went through that mediocre period. So now winning that sixth Super Bowl, passing the Steelers, especially with the Steelers all year, with all that talking. Now if we tie their record, all that terrible towel crap, I remember seeing it in 2001 when Brady went out, you know, Bledsoe came in, you know, so we've kind of stomped on them for a decade now. So I just want to keep doing that to the Steelers because I really can't stand them or their fan base.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about the six Super Bowls, is that four in the 70s and one with Cowher, then one with Tomlin. You can't compare the two. Because
we compare banners when it's with the Celtics and the Lakers. I mean, it's like, even though it's like different generations.
Because
still,
but that's different because they're both multi-generational, Celtics and the Lakers.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
This is six Super Bowls with the same same coach and quarterback.
Well, then
it's one generation.
And then the Patriots will have done something that no team has ever done before: win 3 in 4 years twice.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who cares about that? I mean, see, here's the thing: if they win this year, next year's going to be a big deal.
I'm not even going to watch it.
Okay.
Because next year's, if they win this year and they come back, then it's for who has the most.
No team has ever won 3 in a row,
sure.
That kind of thing. I understand. Now, real quick, if the Patriots do win big, and they haven't done that, every Super Bowl they've won has been very close. So, and we talked about the Eagles winning 31-10. Suppose the Patriots are up 31-3 at half and win 31-10. I bet you we have fans calling on Monday saying, man, I couldn't get into the game.
Of course, it was boring.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
it wasn't.
You can't blame them, man. We're spoiled. You can't blame it. When does Wiggy come on stage? That's all I want to know. Do we need a break now, Dan? Do we have any kind of...
We have about a minute and a half before we have to break.
So come here.
Okay, good.
Well, I know that we're chomping at the bit.
Strange, this has not started on time.
We're going to carry the rally live with one Scott Zolak and Wiggy on stage. I'm being very coherent. I'm sure Scott Zolak is going to be very calm and subdued.
If there's time in before this, 617-779-0985, what will Wiggins say wrong?
You want to play Wiggins bingo?
Well, they hate us because they ain't us. He's got to have some sort of...
No, he already did that.
Yeah.
He did that last year.
They hate us because they aren't the Patriots.
No, he said they hate us because they're not us.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
Which is like... How did you hate and ain't rhyme? They hate us because they're not us?
He's going to go, one for the thumb and another finger next to the thumb on the other hand.
One for the toe.
Right. So what will Wiggins get wrong?
All right.
And what will Scott Zolak yell over Wiggins?
No, well, and then how will Soucy desperately try to make himself heard? No
right,
chance.
Right. All right, man. So we will carry that live for you. This should be interesting.
Hey, Danny, who's Boomer's sponsor? Okay, I got it. Here we go. CBS Sports Minute with Boomer is brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
From the food court at Mall of America, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Here it comes. Yeah. Check. I grew up on the crime side, New York Times side.
Ooh.
Hold on. Hey.
What am I holding on for?
Just the intro. You gotta have a nice intro. Yeah.
Are you gonna do something?
Oh, you want me to do something?
Yeah, I thought I was free for
it. I thought I was having hype for it. Here we go. Making money on my day. Hardy on the right, coffee to my left. Don't know what to flow about. Gotta go about. Get on another show and go out. Now I'm dropping lines from the...
Come on. Keep going.
I was going.
Keep blowing.
It was like 8 Mile. I mean, yeah. It was that good.
Yeah, it was that good.
Watch out, Marshall Mathers.
Yes, watch out. I was in the cipher for a minute. It was a good beat, though. It's good.
I'm not even going to tell my story now because it sucks.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We are out here at the Super Bowl this hour, brought to you by Buick GMC.
Get up on your knee. Yeah.
Wouldn't you usually get down on your knees?
No, get up on your knees. Get up on your knees. That means you're probably lying on the floor at that point that he's instructing you to do so?
It's usually like, you know, get down on your knees.
Stand down on your feet.
All right, so we're still waiting for this. not a lot of people there.
No. Actually, there's a ton. There's a part of the... When they were showing it originally, there was a part that was... like cordoned off or whatever the word is. It's a part that you're not allowed to stand in, and now there's a million. But there's a shot that they were showing on TV that didn't look like there were a lot, but then you see that people aren't just allowed to be there.
Zolak just tweeted out a picture,
and
it's jammed,
massive. So there's tons of people down there right now, and I know that Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick are set to speak, which Bill Belichick, I'm sure, is going to be a barrel of laughs. And then, but before any of that, you get the big introductions from Scott Zolak and Mr. Jermaine Wiggins, who apparently is staying in our hotel, which I'm looking forward to. You'll know he's the guy where it looks like the Celtics gift shop vomited all over him.
You know he's from East Boston?
I've heard that. And I've heard that to find a good chicken parm sandwich, you have to find a chicken parm sandwich.
Yes, and when he, in the cookbook that was released by, I can't remember who, Wiggins is in it, and he makes chicken parm.
Yeah, well, yeah. You don't say. You know, chicken parm sandwich.
Right. Oh, that's a David Ortiz cookbook you were talking about.
Oh, David Ortiz cookbook.
Yeah.
All right, while we're waiting for this, do you want to get into this Isaiah Thomas stuff?
Okay, yeah. Well, this is interesting. Well, first of all, there's a couple things that happened this weekend. What's hey.
We're on TV, though.
Dan. Honest to God, man.
Shaughnessy just came by and flipped us off.
We got the double freedom rockets.
Honest to God.
You realize that we're on TV at the same time.
These three things are cameras right here in front of us, you see.
Don't do that. You're going to make us lose our Brady interview. All right. So I don't know if you heard this, but Marcus Smart's kind of off the handle, losing his mind a little bit. So everyone was wondering, why the hell did Marcus Smart slice up his hand? How did it happen? And then Marcus Smart comes out and just tweets, "I want to take this time to express my sincerest apologies to teammates, coaches, and most of all the amazing Boston Celtics fans. I'm still burned from the Dan Shaughnessy double freedom rockets. I'm embarrassed and disappointed in my actions. I swiped that and hit a picture frame on the wall. I feel like I let y'all down. I promise I will learn from this situation and come back better than ever. I love y'all and truly appreciate the support." So, yeah, he did exactly what we thought he did. He got pissed, punched a picture, and sliced up his hand to the point where, according to Adam Kaufman, he has it in a sling, which is very odd.
No, so he... What is the scenario that he did that?
Because they had just lost four in a row, and at the fourth loss, and I guess that they had a team meeting where everyone sat down and talked about who was responsible, and so maybe something happened there that got him all fired up, because maybe the fingers pointed his way a little bit. But remember, he took that last shot during the Lakers game, chucked it up, and everyone was bitching that he should have thrown it to Kyrie, should have passed it to somebody else other than him. Marcus Smart does not take the last shot in a game like that. So he chucks it up, misses it, and you could see how pissed he was. He was hunched over and got all mad. So I guess later on that night, he punched his picture or whatever and sliced up his hand. He's out for 2 weeks.
Well, that's just something you would, as a professional athlete, is to randomly punch a picture in your hotel
okay
room.
Now there's a couple of reactions to this. First of all, yeah, it's stupid, it sucks, you don't punch it. Second of all, I kind of like that we got one maniac on this team. Doesn't every team need to have one person who is off the handle a little bit?
Well, the Pistons had Dennis Rodman, who Chuck Daly found in a dark gym. He got called. And Rodman was at the Palace the Silverdome with the lights off, crying and shooting free throws.
Yeah,
and they had to bring Chuck Daly in to talk to him.
And also, you got Draymond Green, who's kicking people in the nuts. Mm-hmm. You know, every good team needs to have one guy that you know might do something a little dirty or on the edge. And if you've got a reputation for getting so pissed off that you're punching the glass out of a framed photo, maybe mentally that doesn't suck. You know, maybe that's not a bad thing to have on your team. But that being said, it sucks in the meanwhile because you got a guy who's not going to be playing for 2 weeks, and they probably could have used him against the Warriors the other night, although Steph Curry just...
No, I don't think if Smart's there, that doesn't mean they win that game.
It doesn't mean they win, but it's good to have him. Any
no,
depth you get
is
against that team, they'll wear you out.
You can kind of gloss that over on the offensive end of the floor.
Sure.
You know, especially if Terry Rozier goes off like he did. But, yeah, you need him.
All right, is this Brad Stevens on Marcus Smart? Do you have the clip by any chance, Dan? Ready to go? Okay, let's hear it.
Obviously, he's a very passionate person, and didn't, handle his emotions correctly. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we'll talk about more with him and go from there.
All right, so on the other side of things, it's always fun to rip on the Cavaliers. Cavaliers have won, a couple games in a row now, and that doesn't mean they're figuring things out. They're still atrocious on defense. But that being said, Isaiah Thomas is getting, the lion's share of the crap that team deserves. And there's no reason he should be getting the lion's share. He bitches about not being on the Celtics. He doesn't seem to be the best teammate.
He doesn't play defense.
He doesn't play defense, but they knew that.
But he's shooting at an unreasonably terrible level.
Well, he's just come back from injury.
I don't care. If he's first of all, it seems like he's probably tried to take the role of a team leader, which
is funny. Now that's funny when LeBron James is in the locker room.
He's putting up tons of shots,
which he does all the time.
I understand, but he's not making them.
Well, because but once again, you can say that he's trying to find his. He's got new teammates. He's got a completely new system that he's in. On top of that, he's off an injury, so that you can't crap on him for A, not playing defense because he never did, and B, not making all these shots because
he's
getting
question
back
the shot selection because that's what he does.
He's always been
that's what he does.
Has he always shot like 30% from the field?
27%.
Yeah, no, he's awful.
39% from the field, 27% from behind 3 points.
He's not going to change his game. That's who he is. That's who Cleveland got.
But,
and for anyone to question you know, well, who he is okay. as a player.
Well, first of all, the big deal is that he's apparently behind the Kevin Love stuff.
Yes.
Did you see Kevin Love just throw his towel?
Oh, no. Kevin Love threw his towel on Jeff Green.
Yeah.
No, but did you see what he did to Isaiah Thomas the other game? Kevin Love comes down with a rebound and grabs it and then, like, mockingly, like, hands it to Isaiah Thomas, like, here you go. It was awesome. And so apparently they, you know, I guess it was confirmed that he was doing that to kind of show, like, right. hey, you want to talk about me? But this is Isaiah Thomas. I guess he got called out by people on his team anonymously for chucking up shots. And here's Isaiah Thomas's response to that.
I mean, if they worried about my shot selection, they must not seen me play the last few years. Like, that's all I can say about that. If somebody's worried about that, what did you trade me here for? To not shoot? To not find my rhythm? To not be Isaiah Thomas? But I can't be anybody. I can't be anybody else. So whoever's saying that, I mean, I don't know what I'm here for if I'm not here to score the ball and make plays after being off 7 months.
What did they trade you for? The Brooklyn pick. It's because they wanted the Brooklyn pick.
Yeah, you were a throw-in.
You were a throw-in to the Brooklyn pick, and you kind of got to face that. Now, I do think he's getting crucified for that reason, I think, is ridiculous, as John was saying. But I do love watching that team implode.
Yeah.
It is fun. I don't like the fact that they've won a couple here and there, but, you know, what can you do? All right, so I guess we should probably break because it sounds like it looks like it's about to happen.
All right, here are the headlines.
Live from Minneapolis on Radio Row, Toucher and Rich.
Throwing it to the rally that is going on now at City Hall.
So I can associate on stage.
History, my New England Patriots family. And I said it, and I meant it. They hate us because they want to be us.
Oh, he got it wrong. Years in a row, he got it wrong.
Oh, Wiggins, you magnificent bastard.
Because they gel of us. They love it. We going for number six, though.
Number six.
That's right.
What do you want to do? You want to get some chant started?
Huh?
Got a chant.
You want to get some chants going?
Let's go.
We can do it. We want six.
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 Pretty good, Wiggy.
I tell you what. Hey, I tell you what. I say it because I know Zolak is at every game, and I'm going to say this, that I know there is. I play for a lot of organizations, but there is no better organization than the New England Patriots organization in all of sports. The greatest coach, the greatest owner, and the greatest quarterback athlete in all of sports, Tom Brady.
He's upset from his interview today.
He's a quarterback athlete.
Wiggy was there in that snow game, had some of the biggest catches. What's changed since back to 2001 when you guys won it against the Rams, greatest show on turf?
Well, what we did back in 2001, we were like, we were the first thing that got it started. But the thing that's changed, I tell you this, is when you look at this team and you look at what everybody does, every single player that comes through this organization knows one thing and one thing only. You are here to prove and play for the fans, for the organization, and bring home Lombardi trophies.
That's not one thing, it's several things.
And he also is saying, the organization.
This is home for you from day one. What was it like to come back as a Super Bowl champion, part of that first Patriots Super Bowl winning team?
Well, I'll tell you what, for me it was the greatest experience because I was a fan back in 86. I never forget. My mother went out and bought me a t-shirt that said Squish the Fish, and then a sweatshirt the next week later, it said Bury the Bears. Now, I will say this. We were up 3-0 in that game. And then 96, I remember 96, so I know you remember that year. Great, great game, and then unfortunately it didn't work out the way we wanted it to work out. But then being part of it in 2001, just being part of the whole organization and playing for the team that I watched
very organized.
As a kid and contributed, there's no better feeling. No better feeling at all to be part of this New England Patriots fan base.
Should we have an organization bell?
Yes.
Every time this is organization.
We're live right now, so go follow at JWiggs85.
you're watching me.
On the line, you've been through it.
So get on your phone.
Super Bowl 36.
Well, you're here live.
12, so special in that huddle.
Yeah. Man, what makes 12 so special? Man, it's because that dude is the GOAT. Bottom line. Bottom line.
I heard that Patriot Place likes to party.
On the field.
You know, there's no, the GOAT.
I don't like him. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, to say, I caught passes from Scott Zolak. Now, we all know Zol throws a good ball, but Brady, woo! Hey, and he ain't done yet.
No. All right, that's going to do it for DJ Cool, the original
hype
man right
that's
here.
That's right.
Get on that plane with the five rings on the tail. We're going to Providence in about 25 minutes. You don't want to hear from us anymore.
Bring it back.
Heck of a lineup of guests coming. Think you got the honor of the head coach, the quarterback, and your other captains. That's what you're here for. We're not done. We'll see you guys. Thanks for coming out.
Talk to you Sunday.
Let's go get this
one. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Hard to follow that up. Is that it? Are they done? Okay, yeah. That was great.
Well, now it's going to be Belichick.
I wouldn't mind hearing Robert Kraft up there.
All right, is Kraft coming up?
Okay, just let us know.
They went back to the TV station to anchor it. So now they're just an empty stage, and if somebody comes back out, we'll let you know.
Okay, that was better than I thought it was going to be.
Do we have any of Wiggins isolated his two early mistakes?
The jealousies of us?
Working on it right now.
Boy, 2 years in a row he got they hate us because they ain't us wrong.
And it's the easiest, like, it doesn't occur to him that there's a rhyme.
Right? Like, it's supposed to, yeah, it's like a nursery rhyme. You know, they hate us because they can't be us.
There's no rhythm to it?
No, none whatsoever.
You know,
Wiggy knows, you know, rhythm, obviously, you know.
Yeah, with his rap skills that he's shown us.
His 98 final appearances. Oh, and I just love how, like, Socio pop in every once in a while. Hey, guys, I'm still here. Don't talk over me.
See, I really wanted him to try to start a chant. Soci.
Oh, would it have been very
fair
Let's Go
play,
Red Sox?
Fair play, fair play. Teamwork.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go. That would have been very Tom Werner-esque. I have a strange feeling.
It can't be any worse than when Belichick said no days off. And even Bill Belichick after a Super Bowl couldn't get a crowd to
Yeah, that was funny. Like, well, we're all taking a day off to see you, so that kind of defeats the purpose of what we're doing here today.
Defeats the purpose.
Do we need to finish the commercial set there? Okay.
All right. We got the stat coming up, Rich. What will we talk about?
Eagles fans are being denied access to Minneapolis restaurants, according to reports. And there's some more pilots being rebooted on television. You thought that the whole Roseanne thing and all that, there are shows that you are looking at going, what the hell are we doing? It wasn't even a good show in the first place, and they're all being rebooted. It's the new hotness on TV.
All right. We'll have all that for you.
Listen on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Toucher and Rich are live on Radio Row. Presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and people are starting to arrive.
I'm going to really like this. I'm with you, Fred. Like, I have gone, I don't want to say 180, but I just didn't know what to expect. This is going to be awesome on Thursday and Friday when there's actual fans here. And there's, like, you know, athletes and celebrities and stuff. This is going to be fun as hell. Because it's like, I mean, they're right in your face. And on top of that, we have kind of the best little corner, which is nice. They'll all be stopping by here. But all I know is that I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. Feeling pretty good about myself. Some radio shows over there that just have, it's very interesting in other markets. Feeling pretty good about myself.
There's a station from Burlington.
Dude, that's the weirdest thing. Is like every year I always find like people like Market 90 get to come to the Super Bowl. And I'm like, how does this happen?
Mm-hmm. Like, are you paying your own way?
Right. How does this go down? So that should be fun. We're going to media night tonight. Still no word on whether Rob Gronkowski's going to be up there. He's still in concussion protocol, technically. So they could clear him as far as tonight. But you're right, if you're the Patriots.
Even if they clear him, the Patriots won't clear him.
No. There's no incentive whatsoever.
Not a chance.
To interact with the media, which makes it a little boring.
Well, yeah, I mean, Gronk's always good. And, you know, and as I said, he's always been good to us whenever we talk to him. But tonight it's going to be Brady, Belichick are going to have people the entire time. Everyone else, it's going to be like Amendola for 30 minutes will have a lot of people, and then he'll be sitting there having one-on-one conversations with just Joe random people. It's actually kind of fun when that happens.
It's fun when they know you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because a lot of the guys that we've talked to a ton, that it's nice. Like as you said, Ninkovich, who's not here anymore, that was, you know, that was cool to do that.
Ninkovich just looked relieved when I came up there.
That's right.
Because he knew that I have no knowledge whatsoever on anything, so he could just sit there and shoot the crap.
Why does Guskowski never get a podium?
Because he'd have a heart attack.
That's a great point.
Are you kidding me?
But it's not his choice. Don't they just like give like to the 12 like people that they deem to be the most
I would imagine
important
that
elements or
the Patriots have some leeway and that listen, yeah. If you don't give Brady a podium, the NFL is going to call BS. But I think you can get away without having your kicker up there.
Guskowski, obviously one of the nicest guys and I just
he's a human martini shaker. I mean, if he was a bartender, he would just be making martinis.
I mean, when we had him on the show the first time, he might have said, 100 times.
We did a bit where we counted
I think it was like 70 times. He said, because he was so nervous that he would say something that would get him in trouble. And I even apologized to us. We ran into him at like an event for the Bruins. And he was like, man, I am so sorry. He goes, you know, I just, I get a little nervous that, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for anything I say. And he couldn't have been nicer. But you're right. That's a great point, Fred. He probably just asks them, do not give me a podium because I would be a little freaked out. But
do we have any of Wiggins, by the way? Someone who's not afraid of it.
Let's hear something.
They hate us because they want to be us.
I missed that the first time.
Did you see the shirt that one of our listeners made?
Oh.
It says, they hate us because they jello puffs us.
Yes, there you go.
Which you could buy. I know you're a big fan of Ray Lewis. Lewis, who is has a big presence on Twitter, an article came out in the New York Times that did an expose on people who buy fake followers on Twitter and fake people on Instagram. And it's a fascinating article about this company and how they get these real faces of people and how they just change the coloring of the profile photo so there can't be a search engine to see if somebody's duplicated your name and how they change little things in your actual at. Like it might be a lowercase I, but they change it into a capital I so no one can really find it. It sounds like, according to this, they have uncovered that Ray Lewis ended up buying a ton of fake followers to follow him on Twitter in order to get a higher profile.
If the age give me a dollar, I would have $1,000.
No, that's not how it works, Ray Lewis. Other people on that list, Britt McHenry.
Oh, she's a real talent.
She's the best. Britt McHenry is the one who got in trouble, if I'm not mistaken, for yelling at a parking attendant because they had like booted her car, and remember she said she called her fat. I mean, right. It was basically very demeaning to her. And then she said, well, maybe I won't make it in the sports broadcasting world, so I'm going to be Super Miss Political Girl. Yes. And she is one of the people on this list as well. Joey Galloway from ESPN now, he apparently bought a bunch of Twitter followers, but Ray Lewis is one of the main lists on there as well. For real, why are you buying fake followers on Twitter?
Because they were out of magic beans.
I guess they were out of magic beans. Do we have the Tiger Woods clip? Did you see this weekend?
Yes. So
this sucks. And we've been talking about this for a while, about the people who try to get on television by yelling, get in the hole and do whatever. So this weekend at the, what was the name of the thing that he just was in? The big tournament? The
Farmers Insurance.
Farmers Insurance Tournament.
Yeah. Is that the one that's in Phoenix?
Torrey Pines. No, that's the Waste Management.
The Waste Management.
That's the one when we were there. The Waste Management Open or something like that in Scottsdale.
Which apparently is kind of a blast. He has the Farmers Insurance Open. So he had to lay up at a par 5 13th hole in the final round of the Farmers Insurance Open yesterday. So it gave himself a 10-foot putt for birdie. Unfortunately for Tiger, a fan yelled, "Get in the hole," as he was in his backswing. I'm talking as he's just about to come up at the worst possible time, they yelled it. Do we have the audio, Dan?
He can keep the pace on this. It's going up the hill.
In the hole!
That was right in the middle of the stroke. That was awful.
enthusiasm a little premature with that one. That was totally uncalled for. We may be identifying who that culprit was here momentarily.
Yeah, that sucks. And we've been...
But it's so funny when they say get in the hole. It's so great.
It's like, you know, because no one wanted it to go in the hole.
That's right.
But now that you said it...
I know, but it's not just on greens. People scream it, like, off the tee.
Yeah,
I know. Explain.
No, because it's hysterical.
400 yards from the green. Get in the hole!
It's so funny and fun. And then you get to hear your voice, like you have a buddy tape it.
Did that. See that? That was
me. And
then
you tape it, and then it's almost like you're famous.
Let me hear Wiggins again. Let me hear one more time.
They hate us because they want to be us. They hate us because they ain't us. And they hate us because they jealous of us.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jermaine Wiggins.
All right. So we will break, and then we will be back. And Zolak has not been seen yet, but Mark Bertrand was here.
Zolak's there.
He's back. He's back in Boston at the
rally,
back right?
No, he's not doing the show today. So
no, it's Hardy
and Bertrand who have disappeared somewhere. So we will try to find them, and they will tell you everything that they got going on.
We going for number six, Zoe.
Number six.
Number six.
That's right. What do you want to do? You want to get some chance started?
Huh?
Got a chance.
You want to get some chance going?
Let's go.
We can do it. We want six.
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 We want
six.
We want six.
Pretty good, Wiggy.
I tell you what.
From the food court at Mall of America, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Because I made a good joke that you didn't go to. What does the other badge say?
What is this? It says Day Pass.
And no, it says
Not Done Network.
And I said, why don't you call Larry the Cable Guy? Not Done Network. Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done.
Oh, oh,
huh?
Oh boy. Oh,
that's what I said. I said, why don't you call Larry the Cable Guy? That's what
better.
I said.
Better that time.
Thank you. So, Bertrand, Hardy was teasing me to Bertrand because I forgot my jacket, and then Bertrand defending me, saying he also almost forgot his jacket. So, I'm sorry.
I didn't, though. I did remember just before I left my house.
Yeah, I have a new puppy and kids. That's my excuse.
It was also like 50-plus degrees yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing a jacket
all day.
You
wouldn't think of it.
So, yesterday, I got to the hotel. And I got my key, and I went into a room, and there was a bunch of open bags in it.
I've walked into one, and there were people sleeping in the bed before.
I told you about the time I went to the hotel to go to the bathroom, just a random hotel, and they gave me a key to some dude's room.
Oh, so you said, I need to use the restroom, and they said, okay, well, just here's room number 204, go in there and take a dump?
Yeah, it wasn't like the Ritz.
I wouldn't think so.
But they let me in, someone was staying there.
Yeah. Well, I walked in one time, and they gave me a key, and we're in the room rolling everything in, and I turn on the light, like I'm all, my wife and I are in, and two dudes sit up, like, in two separate beds, and it ends up they were, like, cleaning people that I guess were taking a nap on a job.
Oh, okay.
And had gotten in there and just were sleeping in the beds at the time.
Okay. Well,
that's great.
So that was a fun moment.
Miscommunication.
Yeah. All so right. you're going to be out there tonight in media day, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you guys have a little setup where they get
we'll
the guys
come to you? We'll basically have a setup just like this.
Excellent.
And we'll put it on the field, and then we'll talk to people.
Very nice.
All right. So you were with Hardy today. What do you guys got?
Well, we have Shaughnessy, who's roaming around here on Radio Row.
Who flipped us off on camera.
Showing savvy veteran move in front of the cameras, turned and flipped us
two
off.
Middle fingers great. Right while the cameras are on.
It was brilliant. All right. Well, he's coming over here for a couple of hours. And Hardy is here. Zoe is obviously at the rally this morning. And I think that's wrapping up right now, right?
Yep.
They wrapped up.
We played some of it. Okay. Zolak, believe it or not, did a fine job. Wiggins did not.
No, Zoe knew what was going to happen. He kept setting Wiggy up. Said, you want to start a chant? Give us a few words for the crowd. Zolak completely stepped back because he knew what was going to happen.
A better radio sense
credit.
Every year that goes by.
Yeah.
But this doesn't suck, by the way, Bertrand.
What do you say? Get up on your knees. Get up on your knees.
This is being in the food court is not It doesn't suck. It's actually all right because there's like a lot of weird people just kind of wandering behind. But we were saying like around Thursday and Friday when the fans actually show up, that's when it's going to be interesting.
I mean, let's wait until 1 or 2 o'clock today and see what this looks like. Right? The stores in the mall aren't even open yet.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
Because
it's 9 a.m. here, and most stores are still closed.
Yeah,
let's see when shoppers actually make it in here, how busy this is.
See, I love this because Felger is going to be mortified.
He's
going to
hate this.
He's going to hate this.
Yep.
I keep going back to when the Bruins were doing the Stanley Cup run, and people would just bang on the windows when he was at Causeway at that studio. He looked terrified there. So sitting right here where literally someone could reach out and touch him over this barrier.
Oh, yeah, he's going to hate this.
Oh, yeah, he'll hate it.
Yeah, not a man of the people.
No. All right, well, you guys enjoy yourselves.
Get up on your knees.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow again at 5 o'clock Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
The Family Guy was on at 8:30 last night. It was very exciting.
Very good.
It was on at 8.
I'm going to go across the hall and buy some Just Tough jeans.
Yeah.
And then you can go to the Boot Barn.
Yeah, oh, Boot Barn.
Boot Barn.
Half of the stores here look fake, like they're fake stores.
Barn. Well, listen, you got to jam
like in a movie where they replace the real stores with the fake ones.
Right, there's Beef Jerky World over here.
That's right. That's just up the road there.
Pepper Palace, which is, by the way, the guy from Pepper Palace dropped this off for us there.
Yeah,
so it's
a special Super Bowl hot sauce.
By the way, so Jim Lau's friend last week told us, he had been here before.
Mm-hmm.
He said the place is basically 18 lids in a food court. We saw two different lids in the first 5 minutes.
Lids.
So
very nice.
We've seen two of them. We've also seen two Claire's. Okay. You know, where they sell the cheap jewelry. There's another one.
Sure.
We've got two Claire's so far.
All right.
So we've discovered there are just multiple stores, you know, the same store multiple times in this mall.
Well,
all right. Well, everyone, enjoy yourselves. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.